Well, in men's college basketball action last night, Billy Garrett Jr. scored 19 points and 7 of 8 shooting to help lead DePaul past Drake 74-71 in Des Moines last night. Eli Kane and Tommy Hamilton IV each had 13 points for the Blue Demons, who've won 4 straight and are now 5-3 on the season. Reed Timmer scored a career-high 30 points for Drake. Drake's Graham Woodward hit a three-pointer, and Trimmer made 2 free throws to cut the Bulldogs' deficit to 71-68 with 19 seconds left in the game. But Mike Henry hit 3 of 4 free throws in the final 15 seconds for DePaul to push the lead back to 74-68 and effectively ice the game. Woodward hit a final three-pointer as time expired. The Blue Demons were up a point at the break and trailed for only 18 seconds in the second half. After a layup by Drake's Jacob Enval Jensen briefly gave the Bulldogs a 41-40 lead that they would not hang on to. Drake falls to 4-5 on the season with that loss. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, the Kentucky Wildcats looked good in their first game since falling from 1st to 5th in the AP men's basketball poll. The Wildcats bounced back from last week's loss at UCLA by knocking off Eastern Kentucky 88-67 in Lexington. Also last night, the current number one team in the AP poll had little trouble improving to 10-0 as Denzel Valentine had 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists as Michigan State ripped Maryland Eastern Shore 78-35. Also in the top 25, Wayne Selden Jr. dropped in 15 points, and second-ranked Kansas improved to 7-1 by slamming Holy Cross 92-59. 11th-ranked Purdue outscored Howard 56-24 in the first half in a 93-55 romp over the Bison. 13th-ranked Arizona improves to 8-1 with an 85-72 win over Fresno State. Number 15, Providence, won a turf war against a former conference rival as they beat Boston College 66-51. And number 21, Vanderbilt, blew a 16-point lead and dropped to 6-3 with a 72-67 home loss to visiting Dayton last night. Well, 4th-ranked Iowa State will host Iowa in an intra-state basketball matchup in Hilton Coliseum tonight. The Cyclones are 7-0, and this will be Coach Steve Prohm's first game as part of that series.
Rivalries are great, and the one thing that makes up great rivalries is the programs have to be relevant. And I think both programs are very, very relevant. Fran does a great job down there. Obviously, the last couple of years, Fred's done a great job here. Iowa State's had a lot of success, so... But rivalries are fun.
Well, Prohm says he knows what the series means to the fans.
As a coach, I always say it's the next game. But from a fan standpoint, obviously it's a huge deal. It's a big thing. And it is for us as coaches and players because you want to win it because you know what it means to the people.
Well, Prohm says it hasn't taken long for him to find out about the rivalry with Iowa. And he says it's much like other rivalries that he's been a part of.
If you love Iowa State, you love Iowa State. And you don't like Iowa, and if you like Iowa, then you probably don't like Iowa State. But I've been here long enough, and I follow college athletics enough. I don't need to ask too many people. I know what the game means.
Iowa is 7-2, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says they are playing a team that is talented and experienced.
A lot of guys back, and everybody back, basically. Great point guard, you know, one of the best players, you know, one of the most complete basketball players in the country, and George Niang with great experience. But they got size, they got shooters. You know, when Matt Thomas is coming off the bench, that's kind of an indication of the quality of team you have.
The Hawkeyes have played one road game so far this season, and they won at Marquette 86-61.
It's going to take a great effort from us over there, but it'll be an unbelievable atmosphere, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Well, McCaffrey says that Prohm has done a great job with the talent that he's inherited.
He's a smart guy. I mean, he came in, and he's got veterans. He lets them play. Sure. He runs really good stuff. You know, he's always put points on the board. The guy knows what he's doing, and he's not going to come in and try to make a statement. He's going to come in and get his best players to play well, and that's what he's done.
Well, the home team has won 8 of the last 10 games in the series, but the Cyclones won last year's game in Iowa City. Tip-off in Ames set for 6:30 tonight, and we'll have that game for you live here on the radio this evening, Iowa at Iowa State. 5:30 is the pregame start time, and as mentioned, 6:30 is the scheduled tip-off. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced their 2015 football award winners yesterday. Iowa State junior nose tackle DeMond Tucker was named Defensive Newcomer of the Year, while freshman running back Mike Warren was named the Offensive Freshman of the Year. Tucker is in his first year as the Cyclones tallied 28 tackles, 13 tackles for loss, and 6 sacks. Warren was the leading freshman rusher in the nation, amassing 1,339 yards on the season. He also led all Big 12 rushers in league play with 131.7 yards per game. Iowa State senior. Jamison Locke was named as an All-Big 12 second-teamer, and senior defensive end Dale Pearson was a second-team selection as well. Coach of the Year is Bob Stoops of Oklahoma. His quarterback, Baker Mayfield, was the Offensive Player of the Year. The Co-Defensive Players of the Year, Andrew Billings of Baylor, and also Emmanuel Ogba of Oklahoma State. The newcomer of the year on offense is Dede Westbrook of Oklahoma. The defensive freshman of the year, Malik Jefferson of Texas. While the special teams player of the year was Morgan Burns of Kansas State. The offensive lineman of the year was Baylor's Spencer Drango. And the defensive lineman of the year, Baylor's Andrew Billings. NCAA President Mark Emmert says the time has come for schools to take a look at the bowl system and determine the worth of some of these postseason games. Three teams with losing records will be among the 80 playing in a record 40 bowl games over the next month. The NCAA has largely removed itself from the bowl business, allowing conferences, communities, and television networks to create postseason games. Football coach Dana Holgorsen will return for a sixth season at West Virginia. Athletic director Shane Lyons made the announcement after a previously planned evaluation of the football program, saying he believes that continuity is best for the school. Holgorsen has a 35-28 record since being hired for the 2011 season. The Mountaineers are 7-5 this season and haven't finished better than fourth in the Big 12 since joining the conference in 2012. In NFL news, the New York Jets cornerback Darrelle Revis rejoined his teammates attending practice yesterday for the first time since suffering a concussion on November 22nd. He didn't participate in any drills, but coach Todd Bowles was happy to see Revis at least do some physical activity. Revis still needed to pass two more tests in the concussion protocol before he can be cleared to play, and it was uncertain if that would happen in time to play against Tennessee on Sunday. In baseball news, the New York Mets entered the winter meetings in search of a middle infielder while the Pittsburgh Pirates were looking for a starting pitcher. The two clubs helped each other yesterday, with the Pirates sending second baseman Neil Walker to the Mets for left-hander John Neese. Walker won the Silver Slugger in 2014 and hit .269 with 16 homers and 71 RBIs for the Bucks last season. His acquisition fills a void created when Daniel Murphy filed for free agency last month. Neese was 9-10 with a .413 earned run average for the National League champs last season. He became expendable following the emergence of rookie starters Noah Syndergaard and Steven Matz this year. Also around baseball's winter meetings in Nashville, the Athletics have traded third baseman Brett Lawrie to the White Sox for right-hander J.B. Wendelken and minor league left-hander Zach Irwin. Lawrie hit .260 with career highs of 16 homers and 60 RBIs in his only season with the A's. The Yankees have dealt lefty reliever Justin Wilson to the Tigers for minor league right-handers Luis Sessa and Chad Green. Arizona completed a deal to acquire all-star right-hander Shelby Miller from the Braves for overall number one draft pick Dansby Swanson and two other players, a day after finalizing a $206.5 million six-year contract with Major League ERA leader Zach Greinke. Arizona sent outfielder Ender Insarnate and pitching prospect Aaron Blair to the Braves. Second baseman Chase Utley and the Los Angeles Dodgers have finalized a one-year contract. The 36-year-old was obtained from Philadelphia August 19th and hit .202 with three homers and nine RBIs with the Dodgers. The Giants and free agent pitcher Jeff Samardzija have finalized their $90 million five-year contract. Samardzija was 11-13 with a .496 ERA and 32 starts for the White Sox this past year. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.